Well, it's 8 minutes after four, South African time. Let's go straight to our beloved Fadila Tulustad, who's in Vryheid this early Thursday morning, Yom Al-Khamis, the 6th of Jumad al-Ula, 1444. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 4. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us about how careful and circumspect we must be. We cannot just accuse any person of fornication, adultery, unless we have conclusive proof. Almighty Allah states, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ, and those people who cast allegations, accusations against people who are chaste, then ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ. So it's a woman and she's pure and chaste, and a person casts allegations, accusations against her, and then they don't produce 4 male witnesses, فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا, then in public you must lash them 80 lashes. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. It works 4 ways: woman to woman, woman to man to woman, or man to man. Yes, if that person confesses and admits to their crime of fornication, adultery, it's a separate issue. But if you cast allegations, accusations, then we have to produce 4 male witnesses who saw the action happening with their own eyes, not video evidence or this evidence. So Islam is teaching us how circumspect and careful we must be. Okay. Again, in Vryheid, quickly, let's go through the news that they have admitted there's 100,000 people dead in Ukraine with the war there. The Western Europe countries are now suffering already great and acute shortage of diesel. USA approves of $1 billion arms deal with Qatar. And Netanyahu now, because of the American backlash, he says he will minimize the extremist politicians in his cabinet, meaning the real terrorists. He will try and minimize them. And remember, Gideon Levy has written a wonderful article in the Haaretz that it is acceptable and allowed to detest the Israeli soldiers, because you see what they are doing, that they are a law unto themselves. They can shoot, they can kill whoever they want to, and they feel that they get away with it. They are the real murderers and the real terrorists in the world. And thereafter, we see in South Africa and in Jeddah that, remember, they're going to have the first independent cinema. MBS Murtad bin Shaitan already forgot about the floods and so forth. So therefore, there are big problems there as well. And today, you must remember, according to media, it seems that Janus Walus will be released, and let's see what happens thereafter. And then the Pala Pala saga, so the documents have been handed over. So whether the president will be impeached or not, only Almighty Allah knows. So that, I suppose, they'll debate in parliament. And then the leader of ISIS, he died and passed away. I told you before also, we have nothing to do with Shabab and ISIS and all these characters. Remember, they are agents of the West, funded by the West, and therefore we should be very, very careful about this. Okay, mashallah, yesterday we arrived there very, very safely with Allah's help and Allah's mercy with Hafiz Anwar Pochi, and Allah reward him. And then we were here at around 5:30, too many potholes in this part of the world. And thereafter, we did Asr Salat here in the madrasa, and we had a wonderful program, mashallah, here in the town masjid. It was the Jalsa, the madrasa Jalsa, here Maulana Masihullah, my host, dear Hafiz Sali, and all Hazrat Maulana Ismail Qadrada's sons. Appa also, you know, Maulana's honorable wife, she also became a Hafiza in 30, 35 years, you know, listening to the children, grandchildren, and all of them. 6 children, all Hafiz, and the grandchildren, 30 of them Hafiz. Subhanallah, what a great, great accomplishment. Allah Jalla Wala reward them. Today our program will be, inshallah, 11 to 12. We will do the fiqh program, and we'll discuss inheritance. And that will be between 11 and 12 with Maulana Zahid Khan. And after Zohar, we will be, inshallah, in Den Hauser. We will have a short program tonight in Den Hauser, inshallah al-Aziz, for the Hif Jalsa in the Den Hauser Masjid. Tomorrow, inshallah, the program will start at 4 o'clock. Azan will go at 5 to 4 or so. So, inshallah, we'll start much earlier because Salat is much earlier here. Ji.
Somebody says that I never finished my matric, Mufti Saab. I got a top position at my job, which I lied about my qualifications. I am feeling so guilty. Is my earnings halal, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, your earnings will be acceptable, but you'll get the sin for lying regarding your qualifications and what have you and your CV. But your earnings will be halal, and as long as you are performing and doing your work and so forth. But obviously, for lying and all that, that's a separate issue. If a person steals the knife and then he slaughters the goat or the chicken, you won't say the chicken is haram. You will say the chicken is halal, but you get the sin for stealing the knife. So very similarly here also, the sin will be upon you, but your income will be acceptable and permissible.
I see. Robert says that AK does, Mr. Putin, wants China to openly side with Russia over the Ukraine issue. Robert, Ustad.
Obviously, that Russia and China are the closest allies, and you must remember this is what causes great concern to America. They want only, they must have nuclear. They feel only Israel, the haramis, and the big bees must have, you must remember, nuclear and so forth and so on. So that is definitely unacceptable. That why must Israel have nuclear and Iran can have nuclear? Just explain that to me. So you must remember this. So today Russia has got more nuclear than America, and with China at their side. So remember, they can finish the whole America and whole Europe up. So that's a good thing for them to do. And they're marginalizing America. And you know, there's BRICS. So you put India in there, and then Iran is going to join them, and so many other countries. So the whole paradigm is a shift now. So they're leaving America out and moving towards Russia and China and so forth.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that why is England called the Great Britain? Anonymous from Isipingo, Ustad.
So you must remember, all of them called themselves great because they colonized everybody. You don't remember in the 50s, 60s, when we went to school, then they used to tell us the sun never sets on the British Empire. So that is why they would call them Great Britain. But today they're no more great. You must remember, they kicked out of Europe, and then they got the Indian Prime Minister, who was just a caretaker Prime Minister. He was not even elected by the people. He was just appointed by his, party. And then you find that the weather also is no more great there. And things are all turning negative for them. And people don't even bother about Britain. See, England and Wales. I told you yesterday, even the Christians are fed up with them. Remember that. They say that no more we agree with you. Today is 1st December. And on 25th December, they say it's Christmas. But what's going to happen? 1647, the Puritan Parliament of Britain, they said that the Christmas celebrations are a pagan custom and got nothing to do with Christianity. So we need to be very, very clear on this issue here. Christianity is dying. Great Britain is no more great. And they were also dying. And Europe also. And then America, then Israel and America, and then the Arab Tenpot dictators, traitors, and murtads, apostates, one by one will fall. And remember, that will be the revival of Islam and the Muslims throughout the world, inshallah.
We've got our good friend Kurt Ustad, who actually posed a question yesterday, and he says that he wants to migrate from South Africa. So Kurt is with you this morning. He says, good morning, AK. A friend of ours has passed away. We're not sure if he accepted Islam or not, and we're not sure where to bury him. Can we have an interfaith burial for him? Kurt, Ustad.
Remember, in Islam, we do not work on assumptions and people who are regarding doubt. We must have minimum two people who are Muslims, and they have to testify that such and such person is a Muslim. Then only will he be buried according to the Islamic law and Muslim rites. We will bathe him, then we will enshroud him, we will have the funeral prayer and bury him in a Muslim graveyard. But if we don't have the two Muslims, remember, male Muslims, then we can't accept that, because some non-Muslim or somebody thinks that maybe he's a Muslim and so forth, then we cannot bury him in our Muslim graveyard. Yes, remember, that's why we have the Day of Reckoning, the Day of Justice, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Well then, Almighty Allah knows everything, what is in the heart of people, their intentions, and whether they accepted faith or not. So then Almighty Allah will deal with him in that manner. We make mistakes, but Almighty Allah, there's no mistakes. So therefore, that will be a matter between him and Almighty Allah, our Creator. But as far as we are concerned, we will work on the prima facie evidence, and remember that we will say that if there are not two male Muslims, then remember, we can't bury him in our Muslim graveyard.
Somebody says here, Mufti Saab, my dad lived with my stepbrother in my house, and he took care of my dad for the past 30 years. Now my dad has passed away. He has put this house in his will to be divided among we seven brothers. Is this correct what he did, Ustad?
Remember, when a person passes away, a Muslim we are speaking about, obviously, first thing will be burial, funeral expenses. Second thing will be, remember, the debts of the deceased person, and then wasiyah. So if that was a stepson, meaning that he came with his mother, and he's not your father's son, he's not his biological son, he's a stepson, so he doesn't inherit. So what can happen in a case like that? That what is supposed to go to him in the will, you just change it to wasiyah and say that one third can go to him, the stepson, for example, that's the maximum, and that will be fine, and then the remainder will go to you, the sons. But I'm not clear still whether the wife is alive or not. If the wife is alive, then remember that there will be then 12.5% for the wife, if she is still alive, of the deceased. And I don't know whether the parents of the deceased are alive or not. If they are alive, they must receive 1/6, 1/6 biological parents. If the parents are not alive, the wife is not alive, then everything will go to the biological sons, not stepson. If the wife is alive and the 6 sons or 7 sons, biological sons, so 12.5% will go to the wife and the residue remainder to the sons, provided that there's no daughters. If there's daughters, they must inherit as well. But to inherit, they must be Muslim and they must be biological children. Regarding the stepson, it's very easy. Just make an agreement among yourself that this stepson here, he can receive a certain amount, and that will be called wasiyah, what the deceased had bequeathed for him, and you, the heirs, will inherit by virtue of you being the blood children and biological children.
I see. Adrian says that, but AK, what will Trump's life be post presidency, Ustad?
Remember, Trump has shot himself many a time in the foot now, that now all his documents are given there to the court and so forth. So maybe there will be a court case or not. We're not sure about that. Second one is this, that you know that the Jutlas and the Jews, they have a big, big say there. So now he went to go meet the Kanye West and all these characters who are anti-Semite according to them. And we don't consider them anti-Semites. When you speak the truth against the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, then that's what they will say. Anti, you understand, Semite. Like in Africa, when you speak the truth, they will tell you you're a racist, you know. So there's the easy way out. Even if you're speaking the truth, they'll just tell you you're a racist. So you must remember, that's what the Jutlas do. And now his chances of becoming very, very slim. That is for, you must remember, it's Trump. And that's why the GOP, the grand old party, Republicans, maybe looking at the governor of Florida or somebody, Santis or whatever his name is, and maybe they will say that he should rather go. But you know how politics works. There is big money involved in bribery and horse trading behind the scenes. So let's wait and see. 2023 will have whole big surprises for us. The elections is only in 2024, so it's still a long time to go.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Ezekiel says that how is Israel, Ustad, so powerful that it was able to win the 6 days war when it was vastly outnumbered? Ezekiel, Ustad.
Ezekiel, you're studying everything with one blind eye, my brother. Israel is never powerful. Remember that Israel are a cursed nation, the Jutlas and so forth. But because America helps them to the hilt, because Europe helps them to the hilt, and therefore they can go and fight with anybody and so forth. On their own, even the Palestinians will beat them. Leave everybody else. If it's a fair war between Palestinians and them on the ground, remember the Palestinians will give them such a thrashing. You don't see small children and 10 army guys come, six army guys, the haramis. So you must remember they're so frightened for the Palestinian children. So you must remember that Israel is not a power to be reckoned with. But Israel becomes a big power because America helps them $3 billion per year. And then Germany helps them, France helps them, Britain helps them, everybody helps them, all these haramis help them. So then they got the veto and they feel they can do what they want to. Like just like how Taliban defeated Americans and whooped them and lashed them up properly and took all their planes and helicopters, they're flying it now. So remember, I'm asking you, if they're so powerful, how come they can't defeat the Palestinians in 74 years? So remember, the Palestinians are still there and getting stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. And whether we like it or not, Hamas, always they blame Hamas. The apartheid, rogue terrorist Nazi regime of Israel came into existence in 48. Hamas came into existence only 84. But your terrorism is carrying on from 48. So you see how they lie to the public and the media and all that, how they lie. Next one you must remember is this, that you're trying for 74 years to frustrate the Palestinians must leave. But you see, Iran is helping Hamas. The other countries, they Qatar and them, they help financially. But Iran is helping them. I got nothing to do with Iran. Iran, we say, are not even Muslim, the Shias. So, but the facts must be spoken. They are helping them, and they got many, many arms and ammunition coming through. So that's a great thing. And therefore, the more you try and harm the Palestinians, the more determined they are. Just like the white man, they tried to finish the ANC, and the more resolve they had, and then they liberated the country from apartheid and so forth. So that is what happens. Israel now is a spent force. You must remember that. The world has seen Israel is terrorist, and they are Nazis, and remember that they are occupying force there. That they murdered Shirin Abu Akila in full view of the world. Even in the funeral, the whole world saw. You call these human beings, you call them subhuman, you call them Nazis' children, Hitler's children, and you call them terrorists. That's what you call them.
Sister Natalie says that I heard that Boko Haram was being assisted by the government. How true is it, Ustad? Natalie?
100%, whether it's Boko Haram or whether it's Shabab or whether it's ISIS or whoever you want to say, all are financed directly, indirectly by the West. The aim is to demonize Islam and Muslims, and the aim is that they want more and more and less people to embrace Islam, and nobody must come to Islam. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. That is their plotting, planning. But the more they try, more people embrace Islam, and less and less people go towards Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism. And this is in the Quran. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. That their intention is to extinguish the radiance, effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths, والله متم نوره. But all met Allah will let the nur and radiance of Islam spread. ولو كره الكافرون. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it.
There's a listener from KZN says that Mufti Saab, I have to pay zakat on a loan I took. I had to put an X amount of money away every month for 2 years and pay the person back after 2 years. Ustad, is it permissible?
The way I understand the question is this. You took a huge sum as a loan from ABC person, and then every month or whatever your agreement was, you had to pay that person back, so forth. So if you just had to pay him back that principal amount, the capital amount till day, is permissible. If you had to pay him anything extra, that extra is haram and riba and interest, they're not permissible. The hadith is mentioned of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu qarzin jarra manfa'atan fawa riba, that every qarz, every loan that draws and attracts any benefit was it. So I gave you 100,000, but you have to pay me 105, 110, 120,000. So all that excess will be riba and interest and haram. The hadith is mentioned in Jami al-Sahih. Next one, we must remember this. When you speak of loans, then the person who forwarded the loan, my brother Hafiz Ali Katrada is here. I gave him a loan of 100,000, 1 million, for example. So remember, 2.5 zakat percent, the zakat, who has to pay the compulsory charity? I, the person who forwarded the loan, I have to pay the zakat, not the person who is the debtor. So he, the debtor, doesn't have to pay zakat on that money. He must consider it as a liability, and he deducts it, what he has to, he owes for 1 year. So for 1 year, he had to pay me 100,000 from the million. So he deducts that. He doesn't deduct the whole 1 million. And in that way, there he will calculate his zakat. And I must pay my zakat on the amount that I received. And I receive lump sum after 5 years, 10 years, whatever. Then I must pay for that 5 years and all the preceding years. Also, I must pay him as a card. So the law is always the person who forwarded the loan, he must pay it as a card.
I've got Ustad Jeremy, and he says that AK, is the U.S. immune to invasion? Ustad, Jeremy.
What's the question there, Ma'arfat? Is America what?
He says immune to invasion, Ustad.
So remember that is America immune to invasion? No, they're not immune to invasion. So already they got the Mexicans coming and invading them. Mm. Already they got the neighboring countries coming and invading them. So remember that America is no more a big force. The people are totally exhausted. Their army is exhausted. They lost, you must remember, there in Vietnam. They lost there in, you must remember, Afghanistan. And you know, when you keep on losing and it's costing you trillions and trillions of dollars, I mean, who can say it better than Trump? The worst defeat in the history of America was in Afghanistan and by a ragtag army. So therefore, the true Muslim doesn't fear America. So if you say immune, that can America lose wars? 100% they can lose wars. And remember, they themselves, in the next 5-10 years, you'll see, inshallah, that they won't be the United States of America. They will be the disunited States of America. Last question, G.
I've got Sister Ranelle Ustad. She says that, good morning to you and to the team. So are you telling me that does Russia see Britain as a threat to be taken seriously? Ustad, Ranelle.
That foolish person, Richie Rich, you know Rishi Sunak, what he said. He said that this Russia and this China and all of them, that we must go and have now with China, he said, we must have a new pragmatic and robust policy. Therefore, when he came and became prime minister, Putin didn't congratulate him because of his foolish remarks against them. So imagine if Russia takes on Britain, or China takes on Britain, or if both of them take on Britain, then we finish, obviously, because you must remember they're no more part of Brexit, of Europe also. So therefore, you must remember that none of them are a force to be reckoned with. The days of imperialism, colonizing, all that is finished now. Today is the last man standing, and the last man standing is Putin. And we say Putin is putting them in the right place. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.